check this out. This is Fresh Bit Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Blunt Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We need to the platform to fight the mainstream. This is the show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics, and download and time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download and stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we fight our bitch, we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans.
Distancing, I ain't gonna get out here and get it, man. I pray for everybody that come in contact with it, because this is real serious. Everybody ain't really taking it serious in my city, but it's real serious.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, man, you're right. We've never seen nothing like this affect the whole world at once, so it's crazy.
Right.
But, you know, we're going to have people hitting the lines, you know what I'm saying, for the next hour or so from Omaha, Nebraska, you know what I'm saying? But let's kick it off with you, man. Tell everybody a little bit about the history of Omaha, like who were some of the first rappers out the city, and then also incorporate where your history begins in the city of Omaha.
All righty. Well, before me, you know what I'm saying, it was other rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I even started rapping, because I'm a basketball player, I've been a hooper my whole life. So, you know what I'm saying? Before I even started rapping, it was other rappers in the city. But, like, I'm the first rapper in Omaha to ever have my music on a CD. But it's rappers like, it was a Full Clip. They've been in Murder Dog Magazine, Doja Mac and Compilation. It was in Murder Dog Magazine. Two Legend, he was in Murder Dog Magazine. Player D was in Murder Dog Magazine. I mean, there's people before us. Pocket Pete, Freddie Dead, L Mackin. There's people before us, you know what I'm saying? But basically, when I came in, you know what I'm saying, that's who was doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, you know what I'm saying, all the, you know, you say L Mackin and, you know what I'm saying, you had dope compilations you guys were putting out, and really putting the city on the map. And I know Murder Dog, you know, we got wind of what you were doing, you know what I'm saying, and we did you know, interviews with yourself and other artists, man. What was it like, you know, to see not only yourself but your city on a global level like that? Because at that time, Murder Dog was just starting to touch around the world, different countries. What was that like for you?
It was big for me, like coming from Omaha, Nebraska. Like, we ain't got no major outlets or nothing, you know what I'm saying? So to be able to touch the world without the internet, you know what I'm saying? I come from the era where you had to either travel and take your CDs to cities, or you had to spend that $3.60 per CD to send off, or you're sending off boxes of CDs. I come from that era. So to be able to touch the world, you know what I'm saying, without leaving the city, basically was that was dope. And to see all these other people, because like every time I get on my platform, either it's local, national, worldwide, I'm going to talk about Omaha, and I'm not just going to talk about me, because it's more than me. I don't want them to just think it's me here. There's way more talent than just live music. I just happen to tap the world.
I always looked at you, Lon, as an ambassador to Omaha, because you're right, man. You always, you know, anytime we reach out to you, whatever, you always be like, well, hey, man, could I bring this guy on, or could I let you hear this guy's music? You were always good about showcasing that talent. You know what I'm saying? Why do you think not enough people do that? You know what I'm saying? It's almost like there's a crab in a bucket mentality. Why don't we have more Lon Max out there trying to bring people together?
I know. In my city, that was the perfect example, because we all say that. Omaha is like it's the crab in the bucket mentality all the time. But me, myself, I figure, like, if it don't matter who break down the walls or who open the doors, as long as they get open. You know what I'm saying? Because we can all get through them. We can come through the windows. We can do it how we do it. I just don't want the people to just think it's just me, because it's more than me. You know what I'm saying? It's my city. So I'm proud when I see somebody do something big. Like we got King Iso signing to Strange Music, like global, worldwide. Like, that's dope. I'm proud of him. I've been knowing him for a while, so I knew him when his rap name was Reality. You know what I'm saying? So, and shout out to my boy Snake Lucci. He's the first person that put him out. You know what I'm saying?
Snake House Records.
Yes, sir. So I love spreading love. I love showing love, because the real ones respect it and they give it back. Real talk.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, speaking of Snake Lucci, we got him on the line right now. You know, there's like four waves of Omaha. You're talking about El Mac and yourself, you know what I'm saying, and you got Snake and King Iso, and then, you know what I'm saying, I know you guys got some newer talent out there right now as well, but let's bring Snake on and find out a little bit about his history. What's up, Snake Lucci? How you doing, brother?
What's going on? Shit, I'm doing great.
Man.
Staying coronavirus free, you know what I mean?
That's it. Yeah, since we talked last time, bro, it's crazy what's been going on, man.
Yeah.
A world on lockdown. But we got, you know what I'm saying, we got Lon Mack on here with you. You know, when did you first, you know what I'm saying, hear of Lon Mack and El Mack and the Toot and all these guys, you know what I'm saying, when you were coming up?
Well, you know, to me, that was like the first ones really to do it in the city, so that's what, like, where everybody got an idea, like, you could actually do this, you know what I mean? Instead of just buying somebody famous a CD, we have talent in town, and they're putting CDs together. That was the first one that we had actually seen do that, and, you know, as kids. And so the way I kind of tie into that is my stepdad was good friends with one of the artists from Full Clip, so we was hearing the CDs as they were working on them and shit. And so, and there was a lot of people, Full Clip. It was the Boogeyman, El Mackin, Black Guy. You know, it was just like a compilation album, and the shit was dope as fuck. And, you know, and I remember Black Guy did a song for, there's an investor that I knew through my stepdad, my little brother's godfather, invested in this movie And I remember he had a song called Faceless, Black Guy did on that one. And Madonna ended up buying that independent film. It was called Colorbus. But anyways, so, you know, and I knew a couple of investors and shit that invested in some of them shows back then, too. I remember Jermaine Dupri ended up owing them some money because they were supposed to open up for Bow Wow or some shit, you know, back in the day. Long story short, you know, they were the ones that paved the way for the city, and I remember that, you know. But, and, you know, it just created the sound of Omaha and showed kind of like how it was the blueprint, you know what I mean? So, like, around that time, I was still in the beginning stages of rap. But, you know, a lot of them, you know, Lime Easy, I remember Game Time, seeing the posters, Lil Q, you know what I'm saying, with the State of Nebraska in the background, you know, Player D, you know, back when we had venues like the Ranch Bowl and shit popping. So, you know, it's a lot of history in town with the music scene and shit. A lot of it's untold, you know, and it's just kind of like, as people are starting to realize that there's a scene out here, they're kind of uncovering a lot of history. So it's pretty cool to see.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. And, you know, Lon brought up, you know what I'm saying, you know, King Iso's success right now. And, you know what I'm saying, you was the first to put him out, Snake House Records. How did you meet King Iso? And, you know what I'm saying, when did you guys originally start making music together?
Oh, man, I've known King Iso his whole life. You know, his family and my family were good friends with each other. My mom and his mom were good friends. And so we grew up basically like cousins. And they moved away for a while, then they came back. And we just always stayed in contact. And then, you know, I kind of got into the music. And then, you know, he said he wanted to get into it. I kind of brought him around, you know, and showed him the studio. And at first, I wasn't really listening. I was like, you know, yeah, you want to rap. And then he was just persistent. He was like, no, I want to rap for real. You know what I'm saying? And he was young, but I just seen the hunger. And then when I heard the talent, it was a rap. You know, and at the time, I was selling dope. So it's like, I'm sitting here ready to flip my money on this. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck the dope game. I'm about to cash out, start a label. And this is the talent right here. We got the talent. We got the best producer. We got the best lyricist. And so that's what I did. I just put all the chips in. And so what I was doing is just going back and forth between the music, flipping dope. I ended up catching my case. And shit, that put Snake House Records on hold for a while. But, you know, the homie took off still, and that's what's up. It's good to see. You know, and I love seeing it. I come and see as many shows as I can. I've went as far as Colorado, you know. It was kind of hard being on parole, being able to move like that. You know, like when I go to the Bahamas, I go for like 4 days and pop back up. But like to travel out of town and shit and kick it for a while, it was cool to see him at a show outside of the city, you know, and outside of, you know, the general area. But I'm going to catch the Red Rocks one next time. But yeah, you know, it's just cool to just to see it. It's almost surreal, you know what I mean? Because I was away for a while, so it was like I was still trying to come to grips with adjusting back to life, you know what I'm saying? And then to see that, it was like, and then, you know, I had some tragic situations in my life with my mom, you know, so it was like a lot to absorb at once. It was new. All of it's new to me, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's cool. It's so cool to see, and it's just like at least it's good to see something go right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And to see someone that strives so hard for something for so long, you know.
Yeah, he was homeless for a minute. You know, he was on here telling us about that, you know. And, you know, for him to hook up with Strange, you know, that's the number one independent label in the world.
Hell yeah.
Huge. You know, what about, you know what I'm saying, as far as Snake House Records, does Iso still record with you as well?
Yeah, you know, we do music. As a matter of fact, we're about to link up here soon. He's been on every project I've dropped, you know.
Yeah.
And damn near vice versa. So, you know, we're still cooking up some stuff right now. So it's just, it'll never stop. But as far as, is, you know, signed, I don't even have a roster for Snake House Records since I've been out. Besides just dropping my own albums, just kind of focusing on me. And he signed to Strange, but, you know, and that's the cool thing about it, though, is that he has the freedom to be able to do what he wants. You know, he can do music with who he wants. It's not so restricted, you know?
Yeah.
And he's been giving back.
You know.
Yeah, it's cool to see it's cool to see somebody take off and not forget, pop back up and still show love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just some of the realest shit.
It's dope how, you know what I'm saying, all these years in between, you know, different generations of rappers out of Omaha, and there's so many different success stories, like Lon with the Murder Dog days. Lon, were you getting hollered at by different labels at that time? Did they want to sign you?
The biggest one I was trying to get, man, because, you know, I did the Southwest Wholesale Distribution. I did the I forgot it. But that's what my last CD was distributed by. But I was getting hollered at by Young Muggsy, the 30/30/Sick With It, man. That's the one I wanted my whole life because I love E-40.
Yeah.
So we was two-way in the emailing back and forth, man, and. But then I went on the run for some stuff, man, so it kind of fizzled out. But I was still doing my fizzle, but that's the one I wanted.
Yeah, man. And you know, the dope part about it is, too, is you guys are bridging the gap between the generations. I mean, just by doing this tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Did you two ever talk about doing anything together?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is what's crazy. It's back in the – well. I'm going to just say real quick,
he
back in the MySpace days, yeah, I do, back in the MySpace days, we were contacting back and forth that we was going to link up. It was going to be a Game Time Snake House movement, and I should be able to go into my MySpace, I could screenshot that shit, and that was like literally a couple weeks before I got locked up, so, you know, who knows what music would have came of that, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Prez, I remember it. It's Rap Bay. Rap Bay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rap Bay. Yep. There was the In a Minute.
Yeah. My last CD, I did the online distribution with them, Rap Bay. They showed me love.
Yeah.
It's all because of the Murder Dog. The Murder Dog got me worldwide out here.
Yeah. That was a great time.
Yes, sir.
It was like you said, it was pre-social media. You know, and you were still able to, like, if you made it back then, like, you pretty much had a legacy the rest of your life. Because I know for a fact cats all over the globe, you know, got to be hitting you up asking you for that big ball of CD. You know what I'm saying? Because they know it's a collector's item. How does that make you feel, knowing that it you withstood the test of time with your music?
Man, it make me feel good. I mean, because my first CD, like I said, Big Baller, came out in 97. It's 2020. So somebody from the United Kingdom or Croatia, or like I said, I had bulk CDs in Japan, in the stores in Japan. Like, not somebody just calling, let me get a CD. I'm talking about 200, 400 CDs at a time. You know what I'm saying? And for me to never even touch those places, Croatia, United Kingdom, France. It's just people that met people. Like, people met somebody else, like, across the globe and told them about me, and that made them come holler at me. Like, I had a guy on my face, like, man, I met a guy, and we were in such and such country, and he told me about your music. He played some stuff, and I want to get it. Like, my old CDs, this is still why I'm still doing music. Like, they like, I want to get that and then buy everything up from there. So, like, just a week ago, I'm just happen to be Googling myself because I do that sometimes. So I Google myself, and it's a guy, this is not even my Big Baller CD. It's like my Scottie Pippen CD that came out in, like, 2007. They selling it for $105 on eBay. My Big Baller CD was selling it for $150 on eBay. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's why I'm right now trying to get some more CDs so I can get that money.
And I guarantee Snake's first CDs are rare as fuck, too. Sorry, Sin.
Yep.
Sin is on the line from France. Were you saying, Sin?
Hi, Elon Musk. Yes, can you tell us about the song you did on the Big Bottle album? It was a Ghetto Life with a Triple Sick. It was a dope song for you.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that.
Can you tell us about this one? It's a dope hit.
It's like Omaha, man. Omaha, well, the new generation, I ain't going to say they don't work together because they do kind of work together, kind of, sort of. But we used to just work together, like, and everybody was talented. We wasn't on that. Back then, it wasn't as it was rappers, but you separate yourself when you can go put it on CD because everybody can afford to spend a couple dollars to go to the studio. But it's different back then. Like, disc makers, you can only order 1,000 CDs.
1,000,
and the cheapest is 1,500. Right? You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you can go order 100 CDs for $99. But back then, you had to at least order 1,000. So everybody couldn't come up with that 1,500 at once to go order CDs and put them in the stores. And you know what I'm saying? So that separated a lot. But the game changed now. I wish it was social media back then because – because I remember I was in the Murder Dog with Tech N9ne, like, way back in the day.
Yeah.
And what was the group? Rogue Dog Villains. Or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rogue Dog Villains. I'm in the magazine with them. I'm like, it's dope to see how
it
took off.
You wasn't to the Mo compilation with the Big Chat Player, the Lil Q and Player D.
Yeah. I brought them from nothing.
It was Murder in 2001.
Yeah, Lunette, I was on the Murder Dog compilation, the Murder. I was honored to be asked to be on that. And to be on there with, like, Mitchie Slick and different people, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that people talk about now, like, what is it? It used to be, what they used to be, like, AP9 and the Mob Figures and all them different groups. Like, to be on there with that and R.I.P. the Badass that used to be with Snoop, you know what I'm saying? Like, to be on that with all those different people and being from Omaha, Nebraska, I was honored, for real. Straight up.
Yeah.
One big guy also in Omaha, Nebraska was Big Bear. Big Bear with a famous cover of Stan Bexler doing time. So can you tell us about him?
Big Bear was from Oklahoma.
No, Big Bear from Omaha, Nebraska. I went to high school with Big Bear. He went down to Houston, Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, he's from Omaha, Nebraska. I went to high school with him. He from Omaha, Nebraska. Remember he had the cover with the big teddy bear or whatever on the cover with him?
Yeah.
He had a couple famous people on him. For real. And he was in different magazines. He was in different magazines, like not how I was in the Murder Dog, but how, like, they were buying ads. Like, you know what I'm saying? He had a whole page of his album. Like, yeah, he's one of those. He's one of those.
Yeah.
His CD came out before mine.
What about...
He was the first, I think, about Omaha, Nebraska, have a Pen & Pixel cover. It was big for him. Yeah.
What about...
What you say?
He was saying that Pen & Pixel did that cover.
Yep.
For Big Bear. Toot, man? Toot was another, big rapper over there in Omaha. He did that from Omaha to New Orleans album.
To New Orleans,
What was his history like, and what's he doing now? Is he still around?
He's still around. He's still dropping good music. He just dropped a video, like, a week ago. Like, he still do good music. He rap and sing, so he talented. His his performance, his live performances is like, he dope live. You know what I'm saying? He put it all into it. He always been that. He should be calling in here, but yeah, he been doing it. He been putting it down. Like, he been putting it down. He been putting it down. I got to respect too. I retrospect too. He got classics out here. Put it like that. For
yeah,
real.
Yeah. Definitely. Go ahead, Tim. I'll let you get a couple more in before we go to a song.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. We'll talk after. But
no, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. You're all good.
Oh, okay. Can you tell us about the earlier Omaha, Nebraska, like the Mikhail Junal was DJ Rick, and he was a veteran in Omaha. Maybe you know him back in the day.
You said DJ Rick?
Yes, sir. It was a veteran in Omaha.
DJ Rip is a legend in Omaha. He's one of the pioneers as far as the hip hop scene, as far as like the essence of hip hop. He's one of those, and he did it real big. Him, Mr. Soul, he was a DJ. He a DJ from here as well. He ended up being on BT, DJing on the Basement before. You know what I'm saying? We got Queso. He got awards, like he write music.
Yeah.
He rap, but he write music. He used to be with Waka Flocka. And we got talent in Omaha, man. We got talent.
Yeah.
It's about to tap in. We about to blow the door open, I swear. And that's why I'm still here, so I can get a piece of it.
Yeah.
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 You got also DJ Mayo Slash or Brian B. DJ Suicide, you got a lot of underground local rappers in Omaha and DJs. And throughout the MC also.
Let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. This will be for both you guys.
Okay.
We'll start with you, Snake. Why do you guys think Omaha has been slept on, being that you guys got so much talent in one spot?
I think... you know, it's really hard to say. I don't know. I think possibly, okay, so the poverty level, I think, plays a part as far as the city. And I think there's people with money that can't rap. There's people that can rap that don't got the money, you know what I'm saying, behind them. And it's I don't know, man, it's the crab in the bucket thing that we was talking about. You got that mixed in there, the gangbanging shit in there. And it's just too, you got a lot to keep track of, you know what I mean? So you just, and then a lot of people ain't, some people are traveling, some ain't. Now I think more, but I don't know, I think back in the day just people was satisfied with recording on the CD and playing it in the hood, you know what I mean? Or they pressed it up and they felt like that was enough, and it's just like you're not going to make it unless you never are satisfied. It's never enough. Till you get where you're going, you know what I mean? So a lot of people was cool with just the local fame. You know, some people are only in it for that, and then some people strive for more. So it's just, I don't know. It's also, we're in the Midwest. A lot of people don't, it's kind of like what the South went through back in the day. You know, a lot of people don't know what to expect from the Midwest. It's just like if somebody drops something from Oklahoma, you'd be like, well, what's down there? What do they got? You know, so you got to let them, it's about them seeing what we got going on, and you got things happening now, like that that movie that just came out. What was that? About the
Out of Omaha.
Out of Omaha, that one. You know, situations like King Iso getting signed, just it's raising the conversation of Omaha in the first place. And then you just coming and seeing what's going on, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of talent. I'm talking about, I went to some of the bigger shows and I went to some of the smaller shows, hole-in-the-wall shows, and both of them, I'm talking about, I've seen so much talent and a lot of new talent that is crazy. And I'm hearing a lot of new sounds now, too, so it's dope to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of people are still...
original sound, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think it's got an original sound, but then there's also we're in the middle of everything, so you got some a little bit of everything from different directions.
Yeah. That's the beautiful thing about these Midwest areas, you know what I'm saying? Not just Chicago. There's so many spots in the Midwest people overlook, but they're full of talent. Just like you go to Kansas City, you got some rappers over there that sound like they're from the Bay Area, obviously. Then you got some that sound like they're from Chicago. So it's a blend. But Omaha, I always thought you guys, of course, you know, embodied other areas, but you guys always had your own distinct sounds as well. We're going to go to a couple tracks. I got one from each of you guys. This one here I got from you. This is called Acid Spit featuring King Iso. This is a one you put out a while back. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this one?
Yeah, this is off the album Detached. It's produced by King Iso. Let's see, engineering was by DJ X. Mixing was by DJ X. And yeah, shit, we just took off on it. And that's all she
wrote. Hell yeah. And then you know what I'm saying, we're gonna play one of your tracks later on line. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show.
Oh shit. That's what they saying though.
Scorekeeper got more ether, Jason Voorhees. I'm in a short leash. I'm like a war hero, but I'm four piece. Board zero, but I'm more Cheech. Rep Nebraska, no 14. I scorch beats like Lord, please. Spit venom, got a force feed. Plant more seeds till the core bleeds. Hamlet with the Henny, I'm a poet. I ain't got a liquor and she mow it. Nigga snake house, try to mow it. I seven to my watch, I come in contact, catch a case, no eye drops. I'm killing him with the lyricism, let me lock in my spot. But I'm on a mission, star on a track and I'm on my spot. Filling him with live shots, detached from the coax. So black, I go Kodak, no cap, I need Prozac. Go Dragon, you know that. Progressive, my flow back, and I'm up next. Pull up on a nigga with a Mac, turn him to a pack, middle with a map, cause the nigga own that. I'm back and I'm on a clap when I'm on a track and I'm gonna blow at you. Lacking, I sit back and I'm gonna double back, unload at you. Blessing, I gotta go at you. Set tripping nigga Sodak blue. Never did I see a situation that I could've handled who I owe that to.
Hella strange, you think I got a deal. Something fishy going on, well, fake niggas, I caught the real. Put the gaggers up for you, acting fucks in the coffin kill. Bitch, I'm back from the dead, but the box is my office steal. Smoking nigga like on Friday when I got a box to steal. I'm more Zeus than Devo, I got that shock appeal. The masterpieces on these fabricators, I can shock a seal. I was down and dirty, got it out there, my like butter bill. Bitch, I made it water steal, what was that, a shocker eel? Your lady was begging me to take her to Jacksonville. She wanted me to fix your problems, cause she probably ill. Told the bitch, catch me outside, see how this doctor feel. She popping like a prescription, that's where I got it feel. Can pray to God, but the Bible said it's a time to kill. Like Duke Nukem, God is my Uber, he got the wheel. He said enough killing, I'm going cold, I gotta chill. Everybody wanna be a killer, but the little niggas nerves, not for real. Play niggas with a K when they wanna bang, bitch, I'm about the drama steal. Probably nigga wanna jack up, I've been going down the hill, I'm with you. But you niggas thinking like Joe Scott, that the cops on your partner skill. Bitch, niggas say this, pulling up the fist, now they know how Arthur feels. Don't nobody really want about it with the king, and I got that Arthur feel. Many wars with the nigga like a prison, let him out when he on his pill. I appeal to these bitch niggas, but I can't afford my bills. Can't you niggas tell that I'm the hardest flowing yet? Snake molded me, I'm from down the street and don't know it yet. I'm so upset, they're mostly vet, they war and steal. So I stand over the dog and put them down. Overkill, I'm a walking river, like staying in lane like Cloverfield. Everybody thinking they touch until they fight Holyfield. Beating that's like I'm telling combat, I'll leave a mortal steel. Niggas know that every time and everybody look, I'm like, I got the mortal skill.
Body bag, nigga. Man, that shit was cold as fuck. Man, that's what I'm talking about right there. Man, we're going to bring you know what I'm saying, Snake Lucci back on. But, man, we're going to play a classic Lon Mack track right now. Man, this is the one and only Big Baller track itself. Lon, this one here, man, this one's a timeless classic, Big Baller, man. Why don't you kind of intro this for us, brother, and tell everybody about it.
Which one are you playing? You playing Player Hustler Baller?
I believe this is the title track, if I'm not mistaken.
Song called Player Hustler. Yeah, Player Hustler Baller, that's the one.
Yeah, man, tell us about this. This one right here.
Well, Player Hustle Baller, man, it's just how it was in my life at that time, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm getting money. I'm about to switch it to the rap, like my man said, about to switch it to the rap, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to take my chances with this shit. And this is spitting the rail on shit, how it was, talking about me and everybody around me and everybody in this city. Player, hustler, baller. Yeah. You're either a player, you're a hustler, or you're a baller. For real.
One or the other. Definitely. We're going to come right back, and then I want to give you guys both the floor because I want to find out what you guys got coming in the future here, as well as let everybody know where they can get this classic music and everything you got. So we'll be right back. This is Lon Mack, you know what I'm saying, right here in the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere. Omaha, Nebraska.
Lon Machiavelli, huh? Lon Machiavelli, huh? Lon Machiavelli, huh? Yeah. Lon Machiavelli, huh? 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 Lon Machiavelli. That nigga Lon Mack, sippin' on yak, then off a blazin' up a set.
Blazing
I used to sell crack, but the feds was on my back. So now I just rap and make the $1 million stack.
All eyes on me.
When it comes to them dollars, nigga, I ain't no joke. I got a chest full of smoke on no cuss with hundreds folks. Niggas that smoke wanna kill me, but I'm the killer. That's on the real original caterpillar. Bringing up pain like method when it's time to rain. I'd rather die as a man than live a coward. I'm hanging closer with my bullets than Juwan Howard. When it's time to ride, take a look up in my fucking eyes. I gotta stay high until I die. You wonder why? You do or die, kill or be killed on these fucking streets. That's why I creep and quick the blast with my fucking heat. I cock that Glock and let you hear it, hear it. Red down on your chest, I know you fear it. Better run for cover, cause Lon Mack back up in this bitch. I was broken a 9-6 with the 9-7s when I get rich. I thought you niggas knew, I thought you niggas heard. Stay brawling records and ain't this bitch, no niggas spread the word. My lyrics cause they fat.
Slang
on my tapes and CDs like crack. My raps are the crime, making you niggas get fat. All eyes on me. Line him into the fucking seat. Give me the loot and one more chance, just like B.I.G. I told you busters I was coming hard, but y'all didn't listen, so it's time for me to pull your car. It's time for this and year. I bust a slug up in your chest, leave you on bended knee. That nigga M.A.C. quick to bust his
C.A.P.
I'm first to blast, fast to blast for my cash. Off in your ass, for fucking with my fucking stash. You bust a bitches, want my riches, but nigga please, I'm rolling with G's. So raise up off my N.U.T.'s. Lon Mack, 4-9-7, nigga better recognize I'm quick to pull the trigger.
Niggas calling,
but y'all can't fuck with straight ballin'. I hear you bustin' niggas callin', callin', but y'all can't fuck with straight ballin'. But y'all can't fuck with straight ballin'. I hear you busted niggas callin'. But y'all can't fuck with straight ballin'. I hear you busted niggas callin'. But y'all can't fuck with straight ballin'. I hear you busted niggas callin'. But y'all can't fuck with straight ballin'. I hear you busted niggas callin'.
Classic right there. Omaha, Nebraska, Lion Mac. We got Snake Lucci. I'm going to bring you guys back on so we can find out what you guys got coming here in the future. Yep. You know what I'm saying? We'll start with you, Snake. What you got in the works, man? I know you always got something going.
Yeah. I'm working on River City 2. I'm finishing that up right now. I'm about to drop that here in probably a couple weeks. I'm aiming for 420. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep, it's about 18 to 22 tracks, and it's about 90% done, so just wrapping that up. I just got the artwork for that today, so I just posted that on my story. But, yeah, that's going to be available everywhere. Detach is available everywhere. Yeah, we got production on this new one. Let me see who all I got on there. Trainwreck, Young Malka from Bottle Life Cartel, Poetics, Clown in His Life, King Iso, DJ Lil Sprite, and Digibeats. So.
Oh yeah! Shout out to Lil Sprite, man. We had him on our first competition back in the day. Since you got out, man, you really hit the ground running, man. Glad you were able to do that, brother. Because I remember the first time you were on this show was from the inside. Yeah, actually, a couple times. So.
Glad
you're out there doing good, man. Absolutely. So if people want to get at you, you know what I'm saying, verses or whatever, man, give them your social media and all the contact, brother.
Okay, yeah. At Snake Lucci, and that's L-U-C-C-I, Snake Lucci, on all social medias. Mostly I answer on Instagram mostly a lot quicker. So that's the best way to get a hold of me on there. Otherwise, my Gmail is snakelucci83@gmail.com.
Oh yeah, definitely get that Snake, man. Support the brother. Lon Mack, man, we go back many years, brother. I'm glad we're both still here. Man, I know you got something coming in the future as well. What do you got cooking up?
Man, I got the Omaha Finest Volume 5. I done had the music here for a minute, but I was just waiting on a couple of people, but I got that coming out. I'm about to drop it here in probably the coronavirus, another 2 weeks or 3 weeks. I got Snake Lucci on there, he on there. I got 30 Omaha's Finest, that was R&B, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like just doing stuff about me. I just want people to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Then my daughter, she got a CD about to come out. Her name Dabu, you know what I'm saying? She's about to come out here and snap on him.
Oh,
she's about
man,
to be the greatest. Listen, man, when I tell you, I'm not just saying this is because of my daughter, because I raise my kids, I talk shit. So if you weak, you weak. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My daughter about to be the greatest. I swear to God, she's about to be the greatest. I'm laughing like Biggie on the movie when he did The Sky Is the Limit and he laid back in his chair and just started laughing, and he just said, "I'm the greatest," and started laughing. Yeah, my daughter about to be the greatest. I'm not playing. I swear to God. Just mark my words, man. Man, you heard it here first. I promise you. I promise you. And then I'm about to do this CD. I'm calling it Big Homie. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I am to the local rap game. I'm the Big Homie. So I'm about to drop that here soon. It's going to be out here by June. You know what I'm saying? I got to compete with my daughter, so I'm going to see what's up. Besides that, my clothing line, Money Time Clothing. You can hit me on everything social media, Lon Meezy. LONMEEZY, and you can hit me on Facebook with the Money Time Clothing, MONEYTIME Clothing, LLC, on Facebook. I get it to you no matter where you at. Holla at me. I'm trying to get this money. I'm still getting money from 97, for real.
Hell yeah. You know, I know I'm getting old because the rappers I'm starting to cover, now I'm covering their kids. You know what I'm saying? You, Cocaine's
right.
daughter, she's doing some things right now. 3-6 Mafia got the Seed of Six.
Seed of the Six.
All these guys
yeah.
got dope offspring. You know what I'm saying? So that's cool, man. The talent runs in the bloodline. Before
oh, yeah.
we go, though,
Lil Infamous goes nuts.
Lil Infamous is insane, man. That dude is so, I mean, when you, he sounds just like his dad, just how Lil Uzi sounds like Uzi.
Yeah.
You know, it's a spitting image. And then you got, I don't know if you heard Lil Busy Bone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he
I heard his shit,
like
too.
His
I heard him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah man, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? These
yeah.
these people are all super talented, just like their parents. So, you know, we look forward to, we definitely look forward to that. I know Sin wants to ask you one more question, Lon. I'm going to bring him on. Sin, you close it
yes,
out
sir.
With Lon, brother. We're going to get out of here.
Yeah, I would ask Lon Mark about the pioneer DJ, Houston Alexander, who was a legend over there, and a radio also. And he received a Lifetime Achievement Honor for the Omaha Entertainment and Arts Award. And also he
Houston Alexander.
He bring the Houston Alexander Foundation, which teaches hip-hop to kids in schools. Can you tell us about him, about the influence on him on Omaha, Nebraska hip-hop?
I couldn't hear you.
I talked to you about Houston Alexander DJ. Maybe you
talking about
him.
Strong Arm.
Pyongyang.
Oh, Houston Alexander. Yeah, he's definitely a pioneer. He goes back to the Scribble days. He's like Rip. He was back there with Rip. They scribbling and painting on walls, and now you're DJ and all that good shit that go with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, DJ and all that good shit that go with it. So. Yeah, and then you know he went to the UFC, won a couple fights. So, you know what I'm saying? He went to the UFC and won a couple fights now. Don't y'all dare. That's the assassin. That's Houston the assassin now. Don't y'all do that.
Yeah,
and then we got legends like
you
Bud Crawford.
Oh, Bud
like,
and Chip.
Also like Full Clip or Many others, yes.
Tim knows all that shit, man. Not just from Omaha,
that's
from
dope.
Every city. From every
right.
city.
Right.
He knows it all.
Man,
so.
Prez, it used to be so many people that inbox me. Like, this was before the Facebook and all that, when it was just you had your emails. When it was just email.
Yeah.
And people was emailing me like, "How do I get your CD? I read about it in the Murder Dog." I was like, people from Detroit, you know what I'm saying? Different places that I've never been. I'm like, wow, this is so dope, man.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
It's crazy. It is, man. It's a beautiful thing.
Hey, before I forget, I want to say, make sure to go grab that Table Dog Food too. I forgot to say that before I forget.
Oh,
and also. Yep, and King Cash, God of the Dead. Had to squeeze that in there real quick.
Got product for days, man. Support, you know what I'm saying, Snake Lucci, Lon Measy, you know what I'm saying, follow them on the social media, and you know what I'm saying, definitely check out the Omaha rap scene. If you've been sleeping on it, you've been missing out. That's real talk. We're going to get out of here. We'll see you guys real soon. Everybody be safe, man. Social distance.
Y'all too, man. Holla out to my guy Rebo. Wake up to the Rebo and wake up to the Rico Law. Go search it.
Yeah.
It's Omaha, baby.
Most definitely,
yes,
man. Shout out to Omaha. Peace.
All right, best.